Marshall and Ilsley Corporation says the money's coming from pending approval of the sale of $1.7 billion in preferred stock to the U.S. Treasury. Wisconsin Bankers Association President Kurt Bauer says this is not a bailout. The government program is attractive to banks because it offers affordable capital that can be used for lending and other growth initiatives. He says the government will be an investor and won't have a controlling interest in the bank.
So it's important to keep in mind, too, that only healthy financial institutions will qualify for the program. So nobody should assume that a bank that is participating is weakened in any way. Only healthy banks will be able to participate.
Bauer adds the ultimate goal of the federal plan is to keep banks lending, but there will be opportunities for strong banks like M&I to acquire weaker financial firms. He thinks Wisconsin banks that qualify for the program will consider it, but it's unknown how many will end up participating. Madison's Anchor Bank Corp. is also considering the program. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.